Good to tell everyone, we are about to page 296, Simon Kuchav Dalad, Siv Zayin, hopefully covering 296 and 297 today. Here we go, we're still talking about Chazaras Hashas, and here we go. Lo yasiach sichas chulim b'shash yatzibar chozer atvila. Okay, we've talked a lot about the importance of listening to Chazaras Hashas. Siv Dalad, we saw it's Karav Leos Bracha Levatal, if nine people are not answering, okay, and then we talked about a little bit of Baruch Baruch Shema. We started talking about Amen and Sivav. We go back to Chazaras Hashas and we'll come back to Amen again. So if you're supposed to be answering Amen, you can't be talking during Chazaras Hashas. Vimsach, listen to the words over here that you don't find in Shulchan Aruch and other places. If you speak, Huchote, he's a sinner. V'gavol gadol avonu minaso, and his sin is so great that he can't even carry it. He can't even carry a sin that's so great if you're talking during Chazaras Hashas. V'go'arimbo, and you scream at him, you yell at him, you protest against him. You don't let him do it. That's all it is. Now let's see a couple of Mishnah Berurah. Very importantly, I mentioned the Shlo. Before, here it is inside. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sikadin. Sikadin Kav Dalet. Thank you. Sikadin Kav Vav. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikadin Kav Vav, Kotov B'Shlo. Ra'iti me'acharedim el dvar Hashem. This is where they get the Lashon of Haredim. It's not a specific people. It's talking about over here people who are worried about Dvar Hashem. They are tremble in front of the words of Hashem. So they are Yiryei Shemayim. Shemesimim asidr bifneim. They place the sidr in front of their eyes. Bishas Chazaras Atvila. During Chazaras Atvila, they place the sidr in front of their eyes so they can follow word by word. Ve'ineam v'libam sham shalo yiru chutza. And their eyes and their heart over there in Chazaras Hashas, they don't look outside. V'az mechavzim akol mi b'lila. And therefore, they can have kavana during Kol Milah V'Milah. I'll tell you, this is a tremendous skula to go ahead and do. Follow Chazaras Hashas. It will improve your davening so much, because it's a part of time that many people struggle with. If you take it seriously and you follow along and you answer Amen, it will so much improve your Chazaras Hashas. And we've seen the importance of Chazaras Hashas and the importance of answering Amen that we're going to talk about in a couple of seconds. That is a good way of going ahead and do it. The Mishnah Berurah, Sikadin Kav Zayin, is God the Lovin Omni. So how great is the sin for people who talk during Chazaras Hashas? Katabili Rabba. Bishema Kobo. Oi Lana Shim Shimasicha Mesa Tfilo. Oi Voi to the people who talk during davening. Kira'inu Kame Bote Knesios. I've seen many shoals, a number of shoals. Nechru Bishmil Avonzeh. That have been destroyed because of this sin of talking during davening. Okay, so we all know about this problem in many, many, many shuls, and the Rambam, Gitchai Rabbanim, get up and try and deal with it. At times they'll do all these different tricks. Okay, if you ever see one of them, some people will be appointed to be walking up and down the aisles to make sure that people are not talking during davening and things like that. That's it. It's in the Mishnah Berurah. Says Mishnah Berurah over here. Yesh lemanos anashim yiduim lashkiach ozeh. You should appoint people, known people that are supposed to be mashkiachim at this, to make sure people are not talking during davening. So you see once again the chashiv is over here. And how talking during that is what protects us. That is what makes the tefillah, people taking it seriously. And it's one of the biggest chilul Hashem's to walk into a shul of people talking during davening and not listening to what is going on. There's so much more than ma'arich on it. We're not going to gemarich more than this. Says the Ramah, V'yilami banu v'aktan mishiyanu amin. You should teach your children who come to shul to answer amin. Listen to this lashon. Ki miyad she'atinak ona amin. As soon as a child is old enough that he can answer amin, he calls him a baby over atinak ona amin. Yesh lo chelik olam haba. He already has a chelik olam haba, so you can imagine the significance of amin. The signal, I mean, that's what enters someone into Olam Haba. He answers Amen. Therefore, to present this to children to make sure that they go ahead and answer Amen. Look inside. Once again, the Mishnah Berurah. We had this lashon once before, as we'll mention it. As we'll go back to that din again. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sivkatan Kavches. Vitzarich shechanchim shiyamnu be'ema v'yira. You are mechanish and mechanic your children to be in shul, to stand there be'ema u'be'yira. Okay, so we had this lashon earlier on, as Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsol points out over here. Ayin b'simen tzamei tzadi chesi kodin gimel v'horasham. It says over there also that warns that your children should sit in their seats. Be'imu v'yira. Over there, Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsol points out, as we read there when we learned simen tzadi ches, that you have to be very careful with this, to make sure that your children sit and don't move. And you're in that could cause them to hate tefillah. You know, our job is not to cause them to hate tefillah. We bring them in order to mechanech them to love tefillah. Okay, so therefore, you have to be very careful of how stringent you should be, and more so of what child you're going to bring to shul. You don't bring children that are too young to sit in shul and expect them to do more than they can do. When you put too much expectations on children more than their ability, so that puts too much pressure on a child. They come to hate the thing that they can do, and it usually ends up backfiring more than you're going to gain. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah goes on and says over here. The children are too small, who run and up and down the halls of the shul. We probably recognize all those things also. Don't bring him to shul. The Hergel Nasa Teva, because that's going to teach him that that's what a shul is. A shul is a playground. That's not what a shul is. Vigam, besides the fact it's terrible, chinuch, they are teaching a child to play in shul, even though you're bringing things to distract, you're bringing some toys. Shul is not a place for toys and children. As we said earlier on Simon Sadiqa, it's better to stay home. Stay home and stay with your children. Dive into yourself, and to bring a child who does not belong in shul to shul. The gam shemat treating lot zibur, but tefillah some. We also know it also distracts the people. Okay, distracts the people either because they're very cute and they want to play with them, or because they're crying and they're bothering during their tefillah. Either one is not appropriate to go ahead and do. So therefore, one has to be careful with all these inyanim chinuch of what you're presenting to a child. You bring a child at the right age, and you show him, and you bring him to shul. That's a place that you would want to show him what tefillah is all about. So therefore, that's the place that you want to. That's going to be a good chinuch. They teach people to see people taking tefillah seriously. That's the place you want to bring your child to go ahead and learn what tefillah is all about. To take them to a place that itself is a playground, because the men are doing all sorts of different sorts of things and talking to the rabbis, Joshua, and talking to the talking during Kriyas Torah. So that's a place that you can make sure to mechanach your child in order to hate tefillah and understand that it's not a serious thing. It's not a serious thing to take seriously. Moving on over here in Siv Ches. Now, a little introduction into Siv Ches. One more thing. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevitzal, in the Hemshech of the Har of Dimrasa Be'ima, he says, K'tanim ha-mefriyim b'tfilas lachash. If you have your middle shvanasa, you have your child there, and generally he's a good child, he could go ahead and sit in shul, it's not going to bother him, v'chule. And this time he starts bothering people during shvanasa, something happens, he's crying, whatever it might be. We mentioned this earlier on in Simon Sadi Chesos. Motor la'aviv lirmos. He could make a gesture to them, even though you're not supposed to make gesture in the middle shvanasa, you can make a gesture to them that will quiet him down. Oh, afilu, and if it's not going to help, so afilu hasik lead palo, you should stop davening. V'latzeiti toachut, so pick him up, take him outside of the shul. V'yamchik v'tfilu, makom shayifzik, and he could manchik hashman asrei outside of the shul, like we mentioned earlier on in Hilchos Tefillah. And that's not just a suggestion. This is a chiyuv. If your child is bothering someone in shul, you have a chiyuv responsibility of the person, the child that you brought to shul, to go ahead and take him out of shul. Now he's not going to go ahead and bother other people. It's not other people's problems that you're going to interrupt your shman asrei. You interrupt your shman asrei. Go outside and continue your tefillah. Moving on to Siv Ches. Now, Siv Ches is the tzif that talks more about the halachas of Amen. As we mentioned before, we saw in the previous Roma how important Amen is, and there's been books written about it, and there's been Amen groups that have come together to answer people's Amens, and because Amen has a tremendous, tremendous kalach that we cannot understand, and not only helps the person's bracha go up to Shemayim when you answer Amen to someone's bracha, but it says, Gadol ha'un Amen mishimishim v'arach, greater is the person who answers Amen than even the person blessing. Okay, so Amen is a very, very important thing, and this halacha is really the halachas of Amen. To understand this din, okay, let's start off and then we'll get an introduction to the last din over here. Says the Mechaber like this, Lo Yanin Amen Chatufi, these are all based on the Gemara. The Gemara thought, Lo Yanin Amen Chatufi, you should not answer an Amen Chatufa. What is Amen Chatufa? The Hainu Kilo Ha'alif Nikuda Bechataf. It had a Shva under the Aleph, Amen. Okay, it's not pronounced all. Amen Chatufa is pronouncing the Amen incorrectly. You're saying Aleph, Mem, and Nun, but you're putting the wrong Nekudas, as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here. In Simkatan Chavtas, Perish Bishav. That is a Shav. Who Adin Shlo Yomar Amen Bishar Nekudas? You should put other Nekudas. Bishurak Obacholam, like Umain and Amen and Oimin. Okay, you can't do a shurik or a cholam. Okay, for chassidim, that's the way they pronounce a kamatz, so that's okay for a chassidim. But to someone to try and copy the chassidim and say umayim, that's incorrect, because that's not how we pronounce the word. That is an amin chatufa. That's an amin chatufa. It's beferish over here in the mechaber. Do not say nalachin. Da'ayi ki'ilu alf nekud bechataf. V'chein. Shalo yachto fi yamayir lana soto. You don't say it too quickly. Kodim shiasayim mevarich. Don't chotef the amin. That you say amin before the bracha is over. That is also incorrect. Okay, that is also an incorrect thing to do, to answer amen before the tzibor is done with it. Now, what about if a shliach tzibur is bimarich in his end of his bracha, sometimes the chazan's doing this long little long thing. So says the Mishnah Berurah.
Very good question.
In Simchat Lamed Hey. See the Gan Lam Hey. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Mishliach tzibur marich benigun shel v'imru amen." He's marich be'imru amen. Yomra kal amen miyad. He should say amen right away. Ki anigun havi hefsek. Okay, v'imru amen. At the end of the bracha, v'imru amen. Just tell you to answer amen. So if he's bimarich v'imru amen, say amen when the bracha is done. That would be the correct time. Okay, so you say amen whenever the bracha is done. That's when you go ahead and say it. Not too early, as we'll soon see. Not too late, also. Okay, v'chein lo yana amen k'tufa. You should not say an amen k'tufa. What is amen that is cut off? Dehainu shemechaser kriyas nun amen. You don't pronounce the nun. Ve'inu motziya bepesh de'inu kereser. You don't pronounce you fumble it. You don't pronounce it correctly with your mouth. Gam lo yasik bam samilo. You should not stop in the middle of the word either. Amen. Okay, you should do amen. That is the correct way to say it. Don't cut off the nun. Don't say main. Don't cut off the aleph. Make sure you pronounce it correctly. Now, in terms of amen yisoma, that's what we have to understand over here, the rest of this mechaber. And that is based on a snira stira in the Gemaras. The Gemara, famous Gemara, in Mesechet Sukkah, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, tell us about one of the largest shuls that existed, and that was the Beit Knesset Shul Alexandria. The Beit Knesset in Alexandria of Mitzrayim used to be so big that if you were in the back of the shul, you would not be able to hear the chazan saying the brachas. So over there, the Gemara talks about how would they answer amen if they can't hear the brachas. So you see, the Gabbai used to have a flag, and he used to raise the flag when it was time to answer amen. So everyone would see the flag go up, and they would know to answer amen on that bracha. Okay, that's what they would do. But it's apparent over there that they didn't actually hear the bracha. The problem is that the Gemara in Brachas, Mem Zayin Aleph, tells us not to answer an amen yisoma, which the Mefarshim explain an amen yisoma means on a bracha that you didn't hear. So which one is it? Are you allowed to make amen on a bracha that you didn't hear? Or are you not allowed to say amen on a bracha that you didn't hear? So it's a big machlokas in Rishonim. I'm going to give you two teiritzim in the Rishonim, because those are the two days that apply over here in the Shulchan Aruch, on how to understand the stira over here. Number one is Shitas Rashi. Rashi says that Pshat and Beis Knesset Alexandria is that as long as you know what bracha the chazan is up to, then you're allowed to answer amen as long as you didn't know it. An amen yisoma is you say amen to a bracha that you didn't even know what he's saying. You know he said a bracha, you don't know what the bracha was. That would be an amen yisoma is also to answer amen. But as long as you know what bracha the chazan is saying, you're allowed to answer amen. So therefore, in Alexandria, you knew what bracha they were up to in Shemana, the first bracha, the second bracha, they were able to count. So therefore, they knew which bracha he was up to. Therefore, you can answer amen. That's Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rabbeinu Yona, he's mechalik between what type of bracha is this. It's a bracha that you are mechuyuv now to hear, meaning the shliach tzibur is being motzi you in this bracha, or it's a bracha that you don't need to hear. Okay, so he's saying his own private bracha over there. He's saying his own private bracha, you're allowed to answer amen even in the hear the bracha. But a bracha that you're mechuyuv on, okay, he's being motzi you in the bracha, you're not allowed to answer amen on that bracha unless you're able to hear. And therefore, Ben Yonah explains, Alexander Shalom Yitzchayim, the people already daven their own private Shemon Esrei. Therefore, Chazar HaShas was not being motzi in Chazar HaShas bepashtos. Therefore, they are allowed to answer amen to that bracha, even though they did not hear it, says Rabbeinu. They did not hear it, therefore it was mutter because they did. Someone who was being yotzeh through the chazan shliach, they were not bekiyin, and they had to hear it through the shliach tzibur. I guess they sat up in the front of the shul according to Rabbeinu. They had to be up in the front where they could actually hear the chazan, or they could be yotzeh shmoneh esrei. But the people in the back already davening their own private shmoneh esrei, they're allowed to answer amen through the flak. Mechaber paskins like Rabbeinu Yonah. Look inside. Says v'lo yamin amen yisama. Don't answer amen yisama. The hainu shu chayiv bebracha achas. He's chayiv in a specific bracha. V'shliach tzibur mevarach ota v'zeino shama. And the shliach tzibur says the bracha he's chayiv to hear, and he does not able to hear the bracha. Afal pishio de is a bracha mevarach shliach tzibur. Even though he knows what bracha he's saying, but since he's mechuyiv in it, and he not hear it. He should not answer amen. Not only is that going to be yotzi this bracha, but he should not answer amen to this bracha. That would be an amen yisoma. Mechaber paslik shitas Rabbeinu Yonah. A difference between a bracha that he's mechuyev to hear versus a bracha that's not mechuyev to hear. That means a bracha that he's not mechuyev to hear according to Rabbeinu Yonah. According to the Pesach of the Mechaber, even if he does not hear it, even if he doesn't know what bracha he's up to, he just knows he made a bracha, it'll be mutter to say amen because he's not mechuyev. Shitas Rashi though. Mama Paskin's like, V'yesh machmirin. da filo ein mechuye boso bracha lo yam ami im eina yodea beiza bracha kaisli atzir, where those who hold that even if he's not mechuye to the bracha, the bracha is not mechuye there. Nevertheless, don't answer amen if he does not what know what bracha the shiat zibur is up. The zanami mikri amen yisoma, because that's also called an amen yisoda soma. The loyanti niman yes amen. Okay, that's the end of Shita's Rashi. So you see over here the Ramah passing like Shita's Rashi that you have to, in order to answer amen to the bracha you didn't hear, you have to know what bracha he's up to, and that's Shana and Alexandria shall Mitzrayim. So lemaisa, we are machmir for both shitas. At least the Ashkenazim are machmir for both shitas. That A, it has to be a bracha you're not mechuyaven, and B, you have to know what bracha the person's up to. Hey, so if you see someone saying coming out of the bathroom, let's say, and he's saying, you hear him say a bracha, you don't know what it is. So you can assume he's saying Asher Yotzer. If somebody's saying Asher Yotzer, you'll be allowed to answer amen even if you didn't hear the bracha. That would still be mutter to do because you're not mechuyav to hear this Asher Yotzer, and you know what bracha he's saying. But if you do not know what is bracha, or even if you know what bracha is out to, but you're mechuyev in that bracha, you are not allowed to answer amen. That is a amen yisoma. Okay, look inside Mishnah Berurah over here. Say katan lama gimel v'im yodeal eza bracha hu ona. You know which bracha is out to motel anes v'anos bechola brachos afila bechazar hashas. You're allowed to answer even by chazar hashas. Came and shikafari palo v'inu mechuyev betzma bracha. He's not mechuyev. That's not bracha. Once again, you're supposed to listen to Chazar Hashas, else to answer amen and to follow along, but you're not mechuyav in it, therefore you're allowed to answer amen, even if you're not hearing the bracha from the Shliat Tzibur. Let's say the Chazan is saying it very quietly. Or for that matter, big nafkamina is according to Rishon Zalman Orbach, if you're in a big shul, they're davening with a microphone during the week. During the hearing from a microphone is not actually hearing the bracha. Okay, it's a big nafkamina over here in yeshiva. Let's say they're davening at the kotel, a big meaning with the microphone. There's no way you can hear the chazan without the microphone, but you hear it through the microphone. Could you answer amen? So as long as it's chazar shas or another bracha you're not mechuyev to hear, you'd be allowed to answer amen. It's no worse than the flag in Alexandria shall Mitzrayim. That's going to be mutter. However, then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Yesh me'achronim shemachmirin bechazar zeshas." There's those achronim that are machmir bechazar zeshas. Usvirlu the mekaven the tikkun rabban shiyasush shliat zibor atfila. Since Chazal were metaking that the shliat zibor has to be good to a chazar zeshas, afilu kulam eid palu. Even though everyone daven ki ilu mechuyavim ba'osel bracha karin lo, that it's ki ilu everyone is mechuyav in this bracha. What's the problem with this achronim? What's pshat then in the Megillah and Sukkah by Alexander Yishol Mitzrayim? How could you say Mechuyev there Chazar Zeshas? Then there will be no heter for them to answer amen according to the second shita. That's Morena Rabbi Yonah Nevinzal's kasha over here. We learned the sugya well over here. Look inside Rabbi Nevinzal. Steve Ramasa Shemachmirin. Lamachmirin Bechazar Zeshas. Tzorach Ian Me Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. You believe it's Tzorach Ian. What's pshat over here? The only thing just to be asked you, the second shot, maybe you could say the foul. That Chazar Hashas is different nowadays than it used to be. It used to be really only for the Einam Bekiyin. It used to be for the Einam Bekiyin, therefore, the people who daven Shmanasi, they are Bekiyin, they are daven, they're mamish not mechuyav in Chazar Hashas. It's really only there for the Einam Bekiyin, and therefore they can answer, I mean, it's not a bracha, they're mechuyav at. Masha ain't kay. Nowadays, where the Takana still stands according to the Rambam, even though we are Bekiyin, everyone knows how to daven. Okay, so therefore it could be the Chazar Shashas is even more of a chiyuv now. It became a chiyuv for everyone to hear because we don't shaykh the Einam Bekiyin anymore, and therefore that's what the second shita over here. The pasha is like the first shita. The end of the day, Mishnah Berurah says yesh lachosh lazel lechatchila to be choshed. Better to hear it from the chazan itself. There's a microphone. Better to be closer to the chazan where you're going to hear the chazan without the microphone. Aval, the end of the piece is avol b'diavad. Afiyun lo shamarak shiyada eiza bracha mi shemona etzim esayim hashliat zibar yana amen. As long as you know which bracha he's up to, but the Yevid can answer amen king kishvar yid pal ba'atzmo, and for sure sounds like that from Morena Rabbi Yonah Nevinzal, who paskins like this, who paskins like they leave Sarach in on the second day. We'll finish up Bezrat Hashem next time with a couple more things over here. Adkan for today.